Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q1 FY25 earnings conference call of Ionics India Limited. As a reminder, all participants' lines will be in the listen-only mode and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on date of this call. The statements are not the guarantees of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. Today, from the management side, we have with us Mr. Deepak Acharya, Chief Executive Officer, Mr. Pawan Logar, Chief Financial Officer, Sunil Laveti, Head of Investor Relations, and Adfactors PR team. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Darshan Mankar from Adfactors PR. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Neha. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I welcome you to the first quarter ended June 30 earnings call of Ionics India Limited. We have with us Mr. Deepak Acharya, as Neha mentioned, a CEO of the company, and Mr. Pawan Logar, CFO, to discuss with you first quarter of performance of the company. So before we begin the call, I would like to mention that some of the statements made during today's call might be forward-looking in nature, and hence it may involve risks and uncertainties, including those related to the future financial and operating performance. Please bear with us if there is a call drop during the course of the conference call. We would ensure the call is reconnected as soonest. I would now hand over the call to Deepak sir for his views on the performance. Over to you, Deepak sir.
Thank you, Darshan and Neha, and good evening to everyone. I am Deepak Acharya. I welcome you all to our first quarter ended June 30, 2024 earnings call. Hope you all have gone through the results, investor presentation and the press release, which are available on the exchange as well as on the website. Before discussing our financial and operational numbers for Q1 FY25, I would like to touch upon few macro numbers as well as industry update to set this context. My colleague, CFO of the company, Pawan Logar, will then take you through the financial in the detail before we open the forum for question and answer session. The first quarter was eventful with the new government coming to the power following elections in the world's largest democracy. They have set forth a clear strategy to sustain the growth momentum achieved in the recent years, with a strong emphasis on the bolstering infrastructure capabilities. In 2024, budget demonstrates the government's dedication to a seamless energy transition, paving the way for the Viksit Bharat. The opportunities in aerospace, defense, and initiatives in R&D is promising for the cryogenic industry. The focus on energy transition and combating climate change by use of renewable and clean energy, establishing a roadmap towards a strong and greener economy. The budget retained the infrastructure allocation of 11.11 lakh crores as announced during the interim budget. Moreover, it encouraged private sector involvement to boost the GDP growth and create more jobs. We are excited to contribute realizing the PM's vision of Atmanirbhar and Viksit Bharat. In the rapidly evolving energy sector, our government is making remarkable strides in promoting green hydrogen adoption. Recently, the World Bank demonstrated its confidence in our aggressive green hydrogen and low-carbon energy policies by extending a second $1.5 billion loan to India within a year. This substantial financial backing underscores the global belief in countries' commitment to sustainable energy. Equally significant are the opportunities emerging in the LNG segment. As a part of strategy to champion LNG as a transition fuel, the Indian government has set an ambitious target of establishing 1,000 LNG fueling stations across the Golden Quadrilateral. This monumental effort will spearhead by various public and private sector energy companies. These initiatives are not just about the numbers, they are the testament to our unwavering dedication to transforming our energy landscape. By aligning with the government's vision of clean energy for all, we are positioning ourselves at the forefront of a sustainable future, driving economic growth, ensuring a healthier planet for generations to come. As a homegrown cryogenic solution provider, we are committed to create a positive impact globally and for our country. We are prepared to play a role in this journey ahead. Now I will like to update you on company's Q1 FY21 performance. On the industrial gas, first I am briefing you. We have received several orders for standard and non-standard equipment from Middle East, North America, South America, Africa, Mexico and Europe. The anti-dumping duty issue on Inox India for non-refillable cylinders in US was in our favor and we have received zero anti-dumping duty. We are now bullish with many customers reimposing faith in our quality and capability. We have collaborated with Honeywell, which is one of the largest customer in US for this disposable cylinder, and have received the first order from them in this quarter. This gives us a confidence about the segment's growth and export market. The segment witnessed subdued growth due to the elections in India and few projects were postponed. Growth in subsequent quarters likely to compensate slowdown in the quarter one. For all the full year, we are confident to achieving target revenue for the IG segment that we have guided you earlier. On the LNG front, LNG looks very promising from the growth perspective with immense opportunities in domestic and international market. Marine fuel tanks, LNG fueling station, automotive LNG fuel tank is a driving force for us. In Q1, we got order from the Indian PSU for 10 number LNG fueling station. We are also bidding for 23 LNG stations for another PSU in this quarter. We have received orders from Adani Total for LNG fueling stations and LCNG stations for their various projects in India. We are grabbing ample opportunities in the growing demand, in the growing domain of LNG, LNG as a fuel for automotive sector. This quarter we have supplied LNG fuel tanks to major automotive OEM manufacturers for heavy duty trucks and buses. A bulk order was received from emerging LNG truck manufacturing company for 990-liter LNG fuel tanks. We are working on a retrofitting of LNG fuel tanks for Maharashtra State Road Transport Corporation for 1,000 buses to be converted into LNG as a fuel. The trials are likely to be completed this financial year. We have received orders from LNG semi-trailers from USA, Taiwan, and LNG fueling station from Brazil. For the full year, we are likely to surpass targeted revenue for this segment. For the cryoscientific division, we have received additional orders for two sectors for vacuum vessel thermal shield repair for value of 72 crores from ITER project. Received order from Oak Ridge National Lab, USA for design fabrication for condensable vapor devices. Received order from ISRO for IPSC Mahendragiri site, liquid hydrogen tank, 86 kiloliters. For their Mahendragiri project. MOU was signed with Society for Applied Microwave Electronics Engineering and Research along with Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology for design and development of MRI cryostats. Growth in LNG verticals, growth in the cryoscientific vertical looks very promising in coming years. On the cake business, Savli facility for cake manufacturing is fully operational and we have developed cakes for US as well as Europe market. Dispatched cakes to US, Europe and Indian breweries. We expect order flow to start from November 2024 onwards. We have received approval from AB InBev, which is one of the major brewery and likely to receive orders from them soon. Discussing with Heineken, Carlsberg, Asahi for approval of our products. We'll be collaborating with them for the requirements in coming years. Hopeful to achieve year-end target despite the slightly sluggish beginning. On quarterly numbers, for the first quarter, our revenue came down marginally by 5% to 302 crores compared to the corresponding period in the last year. EBITDA is also marginally down by 6% to 76 crores, while PAT has declined 11% to 51.3 crores. In terms of segregation, 62% of the income has come from IG, 15% each from LNG, 21% from cryoscientific and 2% from other businesses. Total order inflow for the Q1 was 310 crores, comprising 46% from IG, 26% from LNG, and 28% from cryoscientific segment. Lastly, I would like to acknowledge and be thankful to all our stakeholders who are associated with Inox CVA and above all our employees. I am greatly thankful to the team for delivering good performance. This concludes my planned remark, and now I would like to hand over the call to Mr. Pawan Logar to take us through financial highlights before we open the floor for question and answer. Thank you.
Thank you, Deepak, and good evening, everyone. I shall share summarized financials for the quarter ended 30th June 24 in comparison to the same quarter of last year on YOY basis. During the quarter, total income was 302 crores, a drop of 5% from 317 crores. EBITDA was reported at 75.6 crores, a drop of about 6% from 80 crores. EBITDA margin was down by 20 basis points to 25.04% against 25.24%. Employee expenses have risen by 17.5% to 26.15 crore from rupees 22.27 crore due to Savli unit started from September onwards. Other expenses have risen by 12.82% to 68.35 crores from rupees 60.58 crores because of increase in manufacturing labor charges due to big repairing orders from ITER France in this quarter, in which material consumption is very negligible. PAT has declined 11% to 51.2 crore from 57.7 crores. PAT marginally fell 123 basis points to 17% from 18.2%. Order backlog as on 30th June 24 was 1,105 crores with 50% orders from industrial gases, 23% orders from LNG and 27% orders from cryoscientific division. Exports comprised around 51% of the total order backlog, which remains an encouraging sign. The total debt as on this quarter end is almost nil, which provides us adequate room to raise debt in future also. The company has comfortable net cash position of around 180 crores as on 30th June end. That concludes my update on the financial highlights of the company. I shall now request the moderator to open the floor for question and answer session. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on your touchtone telephone. If you wish to withdraw yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handset while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Nidhi Shah from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you so much for taking my question. Firstly, I would like to ask, how do you see yourself growing in the medium term and this year? So what are some of the growth drivers that we see aiding our growth?
Yeah, on all the three sectors, we find substantial growth coming in this year and going forward as well. On IG, as you know, we are developing many products, and especially the hydrogen is a driving force for that. We also developed helium ISO containers, which is a big market for us. Healthcare sector is another important market for us for IG. So all these three, four areas where we have developed new products, we find substantial growth in this market for the IG. For LNG, yes, LNG is a very promising market for us because we have entire range of equipments such as LNG fuel tanks, LNG fueling stations, LCNG station, marine fuel tanks, and more people are now getting converting their equipment to LNG as a fuel, which is one of the most cleanest fuel. On cryoscientific, after our first phase of completion of heater project, we have established a very good name in the market, especially in the Europe, for our quality and reliability and timely delivery of our products, and we are getting many orders. The upcoming sustainable packaging division or the cake division is also doing fairly good now. We have initially trials were completed, samples were sent to all the breweries, and most of them have approved, and just we are waiting for the coming season, which starts from maybe October. All the 3-4 sectors, whatever we are having, we find substantial growth, and we will continue to march ahead in this all sectors. Thank you so much.
Another question that I had was that given all the growth drivers, the strong growth drivers that you mentioned, and how are in contrast to that, how are order inflows have been on slightly on the lower side. Do you expect that we can grow at more than 20% as we have historically?
Our order book is very good. I can say we have almost more than 1100 crore order in hand, and we will get definitely we'll cross our figures as we have planned and we are targeted for this year. And the growth is definitely going to come from the new products as well as the new applications in these areas. So we are quite confident that we will achieve the targeted growth in coming years.
Okay. And lastly, could you just give me the numbers for the BHX sales for this quarter and the one-time use time?
We have just started our production in the beer keg line, and we have developed variety of products which are required in the market, and for this quarter we have sold around 8 crore rupees kegs. So, but this is just the beginning. I think the more numbers and strong growth is coming in the next few quarters now.
Okay. Would you have the order numbers for this, specifically kegs?
No, we don't have such numbers as on today because we have supplied the samples. So the entering procedures and this thing is going to start from October onwards.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Bhushan from Family Office. Please go ahead.
Yes, thanks for the opportunity. I have three questions. The first one is, could you give some color what has led to the decline in revenue by around 5% year-on-year basis?
Yeah, basically, we were not short of any products for sale. Actually, what happened, if you see the last quarter, there was because of the Red Sea issue, the container availability was really poor. So in spite of our best efforts, we could not get the containers in time. So that was the main issue. In spite of having finished goods and orders in hand and deliveries planned, we were slightly short of that delivering in time because of the availability of containers. And that was the main problem we have faced in the first quarter.
Okay. Yeah, secondly, are you facing any hurdles in expanding our business in the U.S.?
No, not at all. And we don't have any problems. We have started getting orders from US, especially if you see the semi-trailers, which we are earlier not selling to this market. We have started selling the vertical storage tanks. We have good numbers coming up. We have won that anti-dumping case again from US for the disposable cylinders. So we have got very good orders from one of the major refrigerant manufacturing company. So we don't find any problems with US. Rather, we are finding it more easier or more comfortable because of a lot of restrictions US has put on China, and that is our advantage to us now.
Got it. Perfect. That's it. Yeah, thanks.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Nitin Gandhi from InnoQuest Advisors Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Thank you very much for taking my question. regarding disposable cylinder, can you share what is the approximate addressable market and who are the players since China restrictions are there, and how you are trying to seize the size of the opportunity which you can address over 2-3 years? And second question is, what will be the peak revenue potential? I'm not asking the time, but whatever expansion we are doing, based on that, what is the peak revenue potential of the company? Thank you.
For disposable cylinders, there are only one company in US now, which is called as Worthington Cylinder, and they have the production capacity of around 2.5 to 3 million cylinders, whereas the requirement in the country is almost like 4 to 5 million cylinders. So we are producing around 2 million as on today cylinders, mostly for US and Middle East, Southeast and other countries. So we have a lot of potential to grow into this area. And recently our sales guys were in the US for getting more and more orders. And after this anti-dumping duty case is in favor of us with 0% duty to Inox India, people are, the customers are coming to us once again. And we have won the biggest order from the biggest refrigerant manufacturing company called as Honeywell, which is the largest one in this US as a consumer. So we are quite hopeful that for disposable cylinders, we will be achieving our targets, and rather we have to slightly increase our capacity going forward.
Can you just share what's the capacity we have and what the size of order of Honeywell in number of units?
Honeywell has presently contracted with us for 3 years. Initially, they have given us around 80,000 order, and hopefully they have planned for at least 3 to 4 lakh cylinders this year.
Yeah, you go ahead. You were saying something and I just stopped.
Yeah. On the other side, you said about the growth prospect and whatever the targets we'll be achieving this year. So we are confident that among all the three, four sectors what we are working has ample growth opportunities, and we will finish our targets as per plan. And growing forward also, we don't find any difficulties in getting the orders, because we have variety of products and very new applications are coming in. We are into all like LNG and hydrogen and cryoscientific areas. So many new products we are bringing in, which will add revenue to our kitty. So that will help us in growing at the same speed what we are looking at.
I think my question was, let me elaborate. My request is, if you can share like this, each segment, right? What is the total potential revenue which we can earn? I'm not asking for this year's guidance. I'm just saying, like, based on our current capacity, what is the peak revenue which is possible? And Honeywell, just continuing, what is rupee term order size?
So overall, DC will be disposable cylinder. We will be end up into something around 150 crores. Out of that, around 15 to 20 crores will be Honeywell. And on the overall size, if you see, our capacity of Kalol and Kandla is something around 1200 to 1300 crores. And adding to that, we are gradually expanding our Savli base, which will be increasing to around 300 to 500 crores in next 1 or 2 years.
And do we need to spend anything more on Savli?
Yeah, we have to. We have already started construction for the cryo shop as well after completing of our cake shop, and that work is under progress. We are expending around 80 crore rupees for the new capex, including the machinery and the building.
Okay, so 1800 crore makes potential revenue for the company based on the existing capacity, right?
Yeah, over a period of time, if the need arises, yeah, we'll have more capex and more, because we have ample amount of land available at Savli. So depending on the growth potentials, we can construct the factories or the sheds and
right,
for the new.
So yeah, that I understand. So generally, asset turn, whatever is right now, will be maintained subject to whatever expansion.
Definitely.
Thank you very much and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sagar Parekh from OneUp Financial. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir. Thanks for taking my question. Wanted to understand this Red Sea issue that you spoke about. So has that problem been solved now?
The problem is not solved as on today, but there are different route from the good Cape Hope. That new route is there, which takes 15 to 20 days more if you travel through that route. So that's the area problem. And otherwise, the container was the issue basically because of some anti-dumping duty which is likely to be put into for Chinese products in US from September onwards. So most of the containers were grabbed by Chinese for their deliveries to US. So that was the issue, and maybe another 1 month that issue should be over now. But what we have to do is we have to plan for containers in advance. Earlier we used to get with 3-4 days notice. Now we have to give at least 1 week to 2 weeks advance notice for the containers. So we have planned accordingly for the second quarter. So we don't find any issues, barring there is a 10-15 days extra time which is taking because of this Red Sea problem.
Right. So given this fact and given the Q1 numbers, what kind of growth can we expect for FY25?
FY25, we are around 18 to 20% growth, what we already planned, and we'll achieve that.
Right. So then the ask for next remaining 9 months is pretty steep.
Always. We are quite confident because our order book is very good. So we have to just finish that in time. That's it.
Okay. And in terms of margins, then this quarter saw a substantial increase in margins, actually, from quarter on quarter, I'm saying. And even actually Y&Y also. 24% is X of other income. This, like, 24%, do you think is sustainable? Or was there any one-off here?
Yeah, we'll try to maintain that.
Okay, so then on FY24 base, which was 22% margins, we can see further improvement in margins from there also.
Let's hope so.
Okay, sure. Okay, yeah, that's it from my side. Thanks.
Thank you. The next question we have from the line of Chira Kasigaukar from Neo Wealth and Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. So just wanted to understand that with all the, you know, opportunities that you have in various segments, the growth opportunities, so if that fructifies, then what is the growth potential that you have? Could you grow beyond 20% then let's say next 3-4 years, so maybe 30-40% growth, or do you still continue to grow at 15-20%?
30-40% is too ambitious in my opinion, but definitely what we are targeted around 18-20%, and we have plenty of opportunities in all the four sectors what we are dealing in, and the industry is growing very fast. The applications are coming up many, so in India as well as in other countries, we find that we can do very well, and we'll maintain at 18-20%. If something goes really good, then we'll think of whether we can improve further.
So the thing which confuses all the investors is that, you know, at one point you say that there are so many levers of growth, and you know the whole industry is doing so good, but then you again guide for just 15-20% growth. So this growth looks to be on a very lower side.
Okay, like we are banking upon the green energy, and if that grows very fast, definitely our growth will be faster. But as you see, like today also, where we are talking about hydrogen economy, or the speed of implementation is really not that fast as we expected. There are many opportunities for us in LNG, hydrogen, even now the semiconductor industries. So as the project picks up, definitely we will have better opportunities. So in near future, it is very difficult to say we'll grow at very much faster than whatever we expected. But maybe the coming years, definitely we can improve upon our thinking in that line.
Okay. And lastly, so if in the first quarter, if these lack of container availability issues was not there, then what could have been your growth rate?
So we would have done at least 30-40 crores more than what we have done today.
Okay.
So we have done 302. So we would have done almost like 340 or something like that. So which was again a substantial growth as compared to last year's number, quarter one.
Can we expect this additional 30-40 crores to be added in this quarter itself, in second quarter?
Yeah, hope so. We will be definitely doing something better than these numbers.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Sanjay Shah from Pranishta. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. I hope you can hear me.
Yeah, Sanjay, please.
Yeah, perfect. Thank you. Dipanji, couple of questions. One, just following up on the earlier participant's question, where do you aspire to be in terms of size for the company in, let's say, 3 to 4 years' time, just given the kind of opportunities that you're talking about? And the second question was that in the last quarterly conference call, you had alluded to the third launch pad by ISRO and significant orders coming in from there. I just wanted to know if there is any further update on that.
On this space department, yes, the government has planned for the third launch pad and they have submitted their budget for government of approval. They asked our budgetary options from us as well for various systems. They are discussing with us. And we have preliminarily designed the system because we have good experience from the first launch pad. And we have calculated the base costing about that, and we have given the budgetary numbers. So once the budget is approved for them from the government, definitely the movement will start.
Okay, perfect. And just, sir, just so that we can, as investors, try to understand, given the large opportunity and it is a global company, it is a global multinational, as you have highlighted in the presentation and many a times in the past. Where do you think the company can be in terms of size in 3 to 4 years' time, just given the kind of growth rates that we see in the underlying industries in each of the areas in which you are?
I think all sectors we are seeing substantial growth, especially on IG for the new products, LNG and cryoscientific, and now the sustainable packaging division. So coming 3 to 4 years, we may cross around 2,000 crores. That is what is your planning.
Okay, thank you. Thank you so much and all the best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Nitin Gandhi from InnoQuest Advisors Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Yeah, just thanks for taking the follow-up question. We discussed that Red Sea resulted in a postponement and increase in delivery time by 15-20. But I understand there is a huge increase in freight cost from 2,000 to 5,000 or 5,500. So who bears that cost and will it hit our margin?
Yeah, you asked a very right question, and there is also a substantial increase in the freight pricing. But our freight pricing is normally bared by the customer, so we don't have to, we don't get a hit from that. But definitely we have to discuss with them, tell them the freights, if they can stop the shipment for a few days or delay the shipment for a few days, they do that. So we don't have a hit from the perspective. But maybe slightly delay in our deliveries from our side, even though the products are ready at our place. So that is how we have a small problem. And that's why our numbers, I told you slightly, around 30-40 crores, the products were ready. But we could not get the containers, or the customer were not keen to give higher price for the containers. So we could not ship.
So it's a customer's liberty we have to deliver, but only inventory carrying cost is on our head, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So, but now still the issues are not solved because September is still the ships are not that easily available.
Yeah, definitely. But we are better planning because see, we have to talk to the various agencies to give us the containers, and we are planning in advance so that we don't face any last minute problem for getting containers. So that we have corrected into this quarter now.
Okay. And second thing, do we have some AMC contract post-delivery? Are they, how will that work for a recurring business, or do they everything is on their customer's choice?
Annual maintenance contract you're talking about?
Yeah.
No, for export, we don't have any annual maintenance contract as such. But for the domestic market, yes, we have some annual maintenance contract. And especially for LNG fueling station and LCNG station, where there is a government requirement that this station has to be manned by a technically competent person. So where there we take an annual maintenance contract and we provide the manpower and supervision. And under our guidance, these stations are operated. And over a period of time, we train the customers, representatives or customer staff. And then we hand over the stations to them.
So at least 2 years hand-holding is with us.
Yeah, 2 to 3 years hand-holding is required. Normally, they give the contract for 5 years. But what we have seen in the past, that almost after 2 to 3 years, they can manage by themselves.
Correct. Can you just, last question, what is the addressable opportunity in this LNG fueling in India?
LNG fueling stations is a big market. I told you LNG fueling station, Government of India has declared 1,000 stations. Out of that, 50 are under construction, around 23 are already initiated, started the production and operations. And a lot of new tenders are coming up. We have recently won the tender for Petronet for 10 such stations. Another 23 from GAIL is coming up now. So the movement is very fast. More than 500 trucks are already flying on the road. And we have almost approval from all the major automotive OEM manufacturers to whom we have supplied the trial tanks and demonstration tanks, and they are happy with your product. So as on today, if you see government of in India alone, around 5 lakh trucks and buses are produced every year. So even if maybe 5% or 10% production goes to LNG as a fuel, we find plenty of opportunity for us, especially for the fueling stations and the fuel tanks for the trucks and buses.
What's the size of a Petronet order?
Petronet is around 60 crores.
Okay. So benchmark is something around 6 crore per station, we can assume to be.
Average. Depending on the size of some stations are plus minus.
Yeah, maybe plus 10-15%. That's okay.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. All the best.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Amit Kadam from Canara Robeco Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Am I audible, sir?
Yeah, Amit. How are you?
I'm good, sir.
Bully.
Yeah. Sir, on this particular part, on just wanted to take you to the order book where we have reported in this particular thing that my closing order book is in the range of 1100 odd crore. But when I just scroll back to the last 4 quarters, my order book is in the similar range of like roughly 1050 to 1100 odd crore. Whereas if I just, and I understand these are the usually those orders which we consider are the long gestation kind of thing, but that's something which doesn't get considered in this, all those short and short items or maybe kegs and all those things, I understand that. But I just wanted to link this order book backlog with our revenue guidance of at least if when I try to give a 20% up thing to the FY25 guidance, roughly it comes to 1350 odd crore kind of a numbers is what we want to achieve on the base of FY24. But on a backlog of 1050 to 1100 crore, there is a still a 300 crore kind of thing which will still, we have to get it either from the short lead products or cakes and etc. Do we have that confidence that we should able to get this extra 300 crore?
Definitely. See, our backlog out of 1100 crores, maybe a few hundred, maybe shifting to the next year. But we have like standard products which has a delivery of around two to three months. So we have 9 months which are pending, and definitely almost like 50-60 crores every month, even if we get the orders in the standard products, around 400 to 500 crores extra we can get and bill into this financial year. So we'll definitely reach our targets. Don't worry.
All right. And the standard products are usually like from the domestic market, or is
that is for both domestic as well as export market, and almost like our share is 50-50% in both the markets. But definitely we are aggressive in both the market, and our marketing guys are putting all their efforts to see that how we can maximize these opportunities in these two areas.
Okay. And in that case, the major scale up in the business, even though we have started with a 8 crore cap for this quarter, I understand it has a tremendous potential, but then the major thrust to this business will come in the second half of the year, or like maybe quarter four is where you wind us?
Yeah, it will start now that the tendering process, especially by the major breweries such as AB InBev, Heineken, Carlsberg, Asahi, all that will start from September or mid of October. And it will finish by November maximum. And the deliveries will start, and it will keep in the third quarter, fourth quarter, and the first quarter again. So once we are done with that, and almost we are approved by AB&B, we are working with Heineken, and the initial samples and demos, what we have given them, they are extremely happy with our product. So we are quite hopeful that we will get good number of orders from all these breweries as well as the distributors for this product.
Okay. But sales, large part or significant scale up in the sales would happen, you mentioned in that post-November, right? That I assume that it should largely follow.
For the keg, yes.
Okay. So is it fair to assume we could still do a 100-odd crore in this particular thing, even though we will be doing large part of the sales in the fag end of the year?
Yeah, we are hopeful, but this is our first year. We have to little understand the market well, and we are in this process. So maybe over a period of time, we will let you know what really is happening.
Fair enough. And sir, one more thing, where we when we are saying about this LNG as an opportunity, but then in this, and I assume that this is a little like a gestation period wise, a little long gestation thing, because something you would be doing for this fuel station, etc. Still, my YOY order book or backlog is down, sir. So in that case, how do I see this thing, or maybe how the nature of the business which translate into revenue from this business?
So order backlog for this quarter is around 254 crore.
Right.
Okay. And it is rightly you said, previous quarters we are almost having 222, 240, something like that. And we are seeing better opportunities from South America. We are almost through with two, three major orders, which you can see the Q2 or Q3 we'll get those orders. So we're quite bullish about LNG as a division. And in India also a lot of opportunities we are expecting, especially on the LNG as a fuel for trucks and buses and the fueling stations. So we are quite confident that whatever we have planned for this year, we will surpass those numbers perhaps.
Okay. And just one final thing, and then I'll go back into queue, is for like to deliver a 20%, 18 to 20% growth rate, I understand there are like the stand-up products and kegs and other things what we are trying in our business. But still, like from an order backlog perspective, what is the run rate you would like to see which could will help us in gauging that we are on track of 18-20 odd percent? The thing which I want to ask is how much is what we are getting it from this non-standard long gestation thing, and what would be the mix of the non and standard and a kegs kind of a thing which will be contributing to the business?
So normally our non-standard is almost 60% and 40% is standard products. So that is what is the ratio normally we have. and 40% is like very fast moving, or we can produce it very in short duration, whereas balance 60% ranges from 6 months to 1.5 years. So depend on the complexity of the project, we deliver these items. So I don't think there will be an issue on this.
Fair enough, sir. I have a couple more. I'll come back, sir. Thank you.
Okay, fine. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sahil Malik from JM Financial Services. Please go ahead.
My question has already been answered. Thank you.
Thank you, Sahil.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Deep Master from OneUp Financial Consultants. Please go ahead.
Hello. Hi, sir. Thank you for the question. You know, when you guide for 18-20% growth, I just wanted to understand that, you know, in the short to medium term, when you have these new growth curves coming in, like the beer kegs, maybe the MRI machines in India, and this U.S. market really opening up, where it seems like it could be a large opportunity, do you see the growth in the, say, fairly medium term, you know, could kind of overshoot the guidance that you're giving? Because all of these seem to be pretty large opportunities. So just wondering why, you know, we're only talking about 18-20% growth.
Opportunities are large, but the way in which it is coming is also important for us. So certain times one sector is going faster, another sector is slightly behind the schedule. So that on an average we are saying we will definitely growing to that level. Maybe in one quarter, if some big orders are there, then we can grow it slightly higher also. No, but average is I'm talking about. And we are very hopeful that it will be able to achieve this.
Understood, sir. And sir, is there any kind of like pipeline that you all can kind of discuss in terms of your bidding pipeline that you're seeing in the global markets now that, you know, you're a listed company, you have more visibility in the global markets? You know, how is that kind of pipeline for funnel changing for you?
The pipeline is good. Almost all the four sectors, we have very good opportunity. I mean, very good quotations we have placed for big projects as well as the standard projects and standard tanks. We have continuous order from the major OEM manufacturers or maybe the MNC manufacturer, MNC people, especially like Air Liquide, Air Products and other companies. So we don't find any issues on that front. We will be meeting their numbers and getting the continuous order from these MNCs for our business.
All right, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Jay Naik, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity, sir. Sir, I wanted to know about the thing you mentioned in the last call that in India you are expecting big LNG fuel LNG station orders. So where are we on that? And probably if you can quantify the TAM for our LNG automotive tank sector and this LNG fueling station. And the overall LNG targeted market available.
Yeah, I explained earlier in the call that Government of India has announced 1,000 fueling stations. Out of that, 50 are awarded now. And around 25 numbers or maybe 30 numbers are in operation now. And we have recently won one big tender from Petronet for 10 stations. We also received orders from Adani Total for five numbers of fueling stations, and we are bidding for GAIL for 23 stations. We have got some order from HPCL as well as for fueling station. So almost we are like 70 to 75% market share into these areas. On the fuel tanks, there is a potential of very good potential, I can say, with all the three major OEM manufacturers such as Tata, Ashok Leyland and Volvo. We have demonstrated our equipment and the trials are taken and they're happy with the equipment. And just we are getting small orders initially. So as they are ready with their trucks for models for LNG, definitely we can see a substantial growth as we have seen in the CNG, almost like 10% or 15% production in the trucks, buses and medium heavy duty vehicles are getting converted to CNG. So same thing will happen for LNG, and that is not far off now. So we expect a substantial growth into this area now.
Okay, sir. And if you could highlight and throw some more light on our green hydrogen capabilities and the potential available for us, maybe with a timeline, it would be great. Because in India, there are quite a bit of tenders which government has also ordered and the work has started. So if you could highlight something on green hydrogen opportunity, sir.
On the green hydrogen, there are two types of opportunities, actually, or two types of areas. Now, one is the gaseous hydrogen, another is liquid hydrogen. Okay, so we are not in the space of gaseous hydrogen, but we are manufacturing storage tanks, transport tanks for storage of liquid hydrogen, and we have recently supplied to South Korea market for their mobility application some storage tanks. We also received order in this quarter from ISRO for liquid hydrogen, and we are developing all products like LNG, like LNG fueling, like hydrogen fuel tanks, then hydrogen semi-trailers that we are designing, and very shortly we'll be ready with the product. So as the opportunity comes, we'll definitely grab those opportunities. And sooner or later, this is going to boom like LNG, but it will take some more time in India, for especially for liquid hydrogen. For gaseous hydrogen, yes, the things are moving very fast, and we can see substantial improvement in these areas in coming years.
Okay. And sir, on LNG fuel terminals that you were talking about, that there are some big orders which are being in offing by the PSUs and other private players. So if you can throw some light or visibility that you have got on it.
Big terminals, we are not in that, but small-scale LNG stations or small-scale LNG applications, we are there. We are recently commissioning at Caribbean LNG one such a small terminal, and we have earlier completed at Scotland also, and we are bidding for a few more in South America now. So that application is also is like picking up in this market, and once you see the success story happening into these islands, definitely we are expecting few more such initiatives taken by other countries. So we are quite hopeful on that, but we are not into the big LNG terminals. The small scale LNG we are in.
So sir, how much would be the average cost of that small?
I want you to come back for a follow up question.
Okay, no, I was just asking what is the average cost of this small-scale LNG fueling terminal?
It ranges from around 125 crore to around 150 to 60 crores, this small-scale LNG, roughly.
Got it, sir. Thank you so much for answering my questions.
Okay.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Dharmendra Grover from Helios Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks, sir, for giving me opportunity. I just wanted to get your opinion on what is happening on the base business of industrial gases. Why is it down YOY? And secondly, do we have a capacity constraint just because we have more orders to supply for cryo? That is why we are not able to kind of move the capacity between the different segments?
No, you are very right. Slightly we have less revenue and less order booking, I can say, in IG this quarter. This was basically, again, we were hoping for some big orders from the refineries, and we could not get that in the first quarter. But as we are speaking to you, we already received that orders for the quarter two. So though it looks for this quarter slightly less revenue and order booking for the IG, I will definitely cope up with that for the next coming quarters now.
So, can you give us some more details about this order that you have received?
Okay, it's like a Aramco order which we have received recently, and maybe in the next quarter we can brief you more on that.
Okay. And about the capacity constraints between the different segments?
There is no capacity constraint. We are presently working with around 70-75% of our load. And we have ample of capacity. There is no problem.
Thanks a lot. Thank you.
Thank you. The next follow-up question is from the line of Amit Kadam from Canara Robico Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir. Thanks for this opportunity. So two things. One thing is that as these are like sizable opportunities what we are tapping globally, and in that pursuit, is the competitive landscape changing, or is there a new players entering which were not there? Just wanted to understand how the competitive landscape you are seeing for this future opportunity, be it India or globally, which was not there till we were doing largely the legacy business of industrial gases and some part of the LNG.
So if you look at the competitive scenario in India, we don't have many players who are into this business. We told you last time also there are only two major manufacturers. One is Chart VRV and one is Cryolar. And we have been seeing their performance and we are competing with them in a very nice way, and our market share is not dropping down. So we are very competitive, and we can beat them on all fronts. So that is not an issue. On the export market, we have the Chart and CIMC China. So what we have seen is little, not the Chart USA, but Chart China is slightly more aggressive in these coming quarters or the last quarter. Basically because there are a lot of anti-dumping duties on the China for USA. So they are aggressive in other markets. So that we have definitely seen. But we have planned to counter them on various areas wherever possible. Especially these Chinese people are more successful on the standard products. But when it comes to project orders, we are better placed because of our better engineering and good communication in English and all those things, advantage we get. We are very good agents all over the world. We are almost selling to more than 60 countries. So that gives us a better advantage over our Chinese friends on the export market. So we are hopeful that on the India front as well as the export front, we will be successful.
Right, sir. So I wanted to take this particular question to my second question is on the pricing part. If the price market-wise or competition-wise, there is no new reshuffling or maybe new entrants which are happening. It's broadly some maybe little aggression on the standard product from the Chinese, which I get it. So pricing-wise, the pricing discipline and etc. is well maintained in the market. Is it fair to assume? And second is just wanted to understand because steel, I know there is a unique steel what we use, but then if the commodity prices are little softening, do we actually could see a benefit flowing to us from the raw material side and is benefiting the margins?
No, normally whenever the price reduction takes place in stainless steel and carbon steel, the customer is equally knowledgeable about it.
Okay.
So if there is a price reduction, they will definitely ask you to reduce your pricing. So that way, not explaining them that price reduction is there and we can improve our margin, that case is perhaps very rare, you can say. So if the market pricing are dropping down for the material, definitely the prices of the equipment also drops down.
Okay. And price discipline, apart from this raw material?
We are maintaining the price discipline. There is no problem of very substantial decrease in the pricing. But slightly we have to correct depending on the requirements. If there is a good number of orders, slightly we become more competitive, we become more aggressive. For one-off tanks, we don't do anything. We just sell on LP or a slight discount.
Okay. So whatever changes we see on the margin side, maybe largely from the gross margin side, is largely a function of the mix change which is happens during the quarter rather than any raw material prices or maybe any pricing issues.
See, what happens if there are project orders, definitely the margins are better as compared to standard orders. So in a quarter, if we say at least sell out of say 300 crores or 400 crores, maybe 40% is like project orders and 60% is standard, or another project like 60% of the project and 40% is standard, that margin slightly varies. That is how it happens. So it depends on the quarter to quarter, and I rightly told you last time also perhaps, so don't rate us on the quarter to quarter basis comparisons, because our is an engineering company and we have to sell products which are complex in nature, which is slightly difficult to finish in this small period then. So please rate us on, understand that on a longer term basis you evaluate our company's performance.
Right, sir. Point well taken. And thank you for answering all my questions. And yeah, thank you and good luck for the future quarters. Thank you.
Bye. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. So thank you, everybody. Is there anybody remaining now or done?
No, sir. There is no one.
Thank you so much. Thank you, everyone. Thank you, Neha.
Thank you
so much. Thank you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
On behalf of Ionix India Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.